Well, it's great, Pinnacle. It's great to be here. We came early to spend some time with our wonderful kids, and we've had a great time. We not only got to see Kelly lives down there, you know, and of course, Taylor lives with us. She has no choice, but we got to spend some time with each of our wonderful kids and also our beautiful, awesome grandkids. And, you know, the Lord's been really good to us. I'm so thankful for the family he's given us, for the health he's given us. I'm truly thankful. But it's also, tomorrow we're moving in. We kind of spread the blessing around. I think actually we've worn out our welcome to, you know, each place. But anyway, I was thinking that I get to spend time with my mom, who's been a great mom example. And what hit me right now was what's cool that she was my coworker. And I'd forgotten about that. It's just been so long, you know. But, you know, that's pretty cool. I got to be co-workers with her. And she's taught me a lot. And a lot to live up to, at my age, you know, life is but a vapor. And at 55, I get senior discounts now. And I love it. Hey, if I'm going to be old, I'm going to get down to it. Go to a pizza place. I forget. You can get senior discounts at 55. Cheaper than kids. But anyway, I don't think I'm going to live up to my mom. I don't have enough time. But it is good to be with y'all, too, because I got to looking around, since we got here and last night, and I was thinking, you know, the coworkers we've had. First of all, I was kind of sad. I started thinking that there's only three of us in Mexico now, you know, John and Karen and Stephen and Nadi and Mike and I, of all the ones that went down there, you know, have been down there at times. And it kind of made me kind of sad. I'm thinking, wow. You know, that's all that's left now. And, but then I got here and I'm looking at all my coworkers and all of them going on with the Lord. I mean, they're all having a ministry, you know, not that that would be the only ministry. It's just that it hit me that it's not like I'm not going to see them. It's not that they, like you said, that, you know, they're not here. And, it's really great. It's, you know, Roland, Angie, Adrian, Phil and Debbie, my mom. Oh boy. Start naming names, I get in trouble. Anyway. Because I do forget. No, it is really great to see all the coworkers that we've had over the years. Brett and Janice, there we go. We've had our differences, but one goal we all had was to see people saved in Mexico. And I was hoping that Linda would be here because I read a line one day in a book since I've been up here. And I know he'd appreciate it, but I'm still going to say it because I know there's a couple people here that would still appreciate it. It's never pass up a great chance to shut up. And I really need that, you know. If people know me, know that. But I was really working on that this week, you know. And so before anybody says anything, yes, no, it hasn't gone too well. And I was going to have something really short, you know, to the point. But three people now, including you, have said something about preaching. So I think I've been holding back a long time. And I think it's time. Mike told me I could have some of his 30 minutes. So. Yeah. A lot's happened, really, in the last, I said 28 years, but Mike reminded me that's when we went. But that Bill and my dad had been down there 2 years before. So a lot's happened in the last 30 years in Mexico. And several of us, there's several families. At one point, I think there was nine of us in almost one colonia, you know, that went down there. And then, of course, Brent and Janice came down, then Roland and Angie. And I mean, there's just so many that went from this church to preach the gospel. And I think that we can all say our goal there was to see, you know, to preach the gospel, see people saved. I mean, a lot of times they preached, and it was to dogs sometimes. But, you know, our goal was to see people saved. And that is still our goal. It really is. You know, as many years as have gone by, and when we ladies get together on Fridays to pray, and one of my prayer always is, conformar? Michael? Conformar? What's the word in English? Conformar?
Conform.
We don't want to be happy with settled with people that have been saved. You know, that's, we are thankful, you know. We're thankful to the people that have been saved. We truly are. But, you know, we want more. And it's not so that we can, I know Mike and the guys took a trip one time with some Baptist people down to Tabasco, and, you know, they were always writing down how many got saved, and it was a big deal how many. And it's not for that. It's so that, you know, people will get saved and that they will repent from their sin and not go to hell. Mm-hmm. And so that is still our goal. And but that wasn't just it. Not just so that they get saved and we write it back to the States and go to the next town. You know, jump and go to the next town. And obviously we all know what that means. It's after, you know, they've grown and after there's some men that take care of the church. But it's so that we, it's, so if they grow and then have a zeal and desire to have their own ministry. And I think, I mean, I know I'm a woman, but I think that that's been our goal, you know, that the men's goal, I should say, you know, that they would even in a way imitate, maybe not that's the right word, but, you know, imitate what they do. And that being said, many have been saved. You know, we praise the Lord, many have been saved. They've grown. There's many men that are now preaching in the streets with the guys in different cities, and that's what's amazing. I mean, you know, it's not just one city or two cities. It's, I can't even count right now all the ones, but I know it must be at least five. And not only that, but now there's men, well, I guess all the churches, because now that John says they're leaving Toluca, now all the churches are being led by Mexican men. Because Mike's not an elder in Pachuca, I can say that. Michael, Marco, and Noé are there. Of course, they're missionaries, but now all the churches are led by Mexican men. And that's, you know, I think that the goal we had, the Lord has blessed. And that not only that, but now they've also sent out several missionaries, Mexican missionaries, to other cities. And that's really great. I mean, they're not now waiting. Especially now after Michael and Billy got kicked out, I think they know that probably, you know, well, I guess Stephen went after that. But, you know, they're sending out their own missionaries. And that's a blessing to see. And it really is great to see. I think that all of us have been in Mexico, even the ones that are now in Poland. I mean, the ones, we've all had a part in Mexico, Roland, Angie, everybody, it's a blessing to see what the Lord has done through the sacrifice of this, you know, of you here in the church. And I think for you, of those here who have sacrificed for us to be there, and you're our co-laborers, it must, I mean, I hope it's exciting for you to hear what the Lord has done down there. And the last year in Pachuca, now speaking of our church where we are now, I mean, I don't see all the different churches very often, but when I do, it's just, it's amazing. You see these new faces, and in Querétaro, where we just were 5 years ago, most of them I don't know anymore. And that's great. I mean, it's just great because they're winning people. But in our church in Pachuca, the Lord's really been good. The last year, I guess, it's been about, we have three men that are now preaching with our guys in the streets and faithfully. They don't go, you know, 3 days a week necessarily, but they at least go one day a week, sometimes two. They share in the meetings faithfully. Almost every meeting, they not only the men get up, but in fact, Terry said when she was there, and it was an encouragement to me, because since I'm in there all the time, I don't notice it sometimes. She said, wow, everybody shares. And it's the ladies, the kids, the young people, and that's really a blessing. But these men are really growing. They have a real zeal and have a desire to have a ministry. We also have an 18-year-old young man who, he and his parents were some of the first to get saved about 4 years ago. And since then, the parents have come, well, including the son, because he was underage at the time, but come and gone several times, you know, just some of those people that just, I don't know what happens, but they just don't stay. And about a year ago, Edgar made a decision that he was going to be faithful no matter what. And he's been faithful since to all the meetings, he started preaching with the men about 6 months ago, and he's a really shy, quiet young man. And it's been a blessing to see, you know, that even though this is very hard for him to do, not only his personality, you know, but also because of his parents not being faithful, that he's made the decision to be faithful. He also now has started helping with the young people. And he's got a real testimony with them because he's shown faithfulness in all these areas. So I think he's a real example to them, but also to the other men. In fact, one of the men mentioned to us one time, said, wow, you know, I said I was going to start preaching, and I went a couple times, and I didn't go, and to see that young man, it put me to shame. And so he's been a real example even to the men. And we also, there are several families that are faithful to the meetings, to every meeting and that we have. There's maybe one family that gets there late, which, you know, I guess you always have that, but the rest of them try to be there 15 to 30 minutes early to be with the brethren. If they see new people, they've learned to go over and help them or, you know, talk to them. We also, the last Sunday of every month, the church goes out after the meeting and evangelizes. In fact, they, like you do, you make an announcement here about the baptism, that the meeting's not over. Well, they say the meeting's not over till the church evangelism. And so to do that, we get together once every, I don't know, 3 months in my shop, and we print tracts. We invite the whole church. Well, we invite them, but, you know, we tell them this is what we're going to do. And we do either carnitas or, you know, something, of course. And then we do tracts, you know, print them, cut them, and everybody shows up with their kids, and you know, we have a big day of doing that. And it's a blessing to them. These people, as the ones that have been down there know, they have no one else to spend time with, really. A lot of them, their families have disowned them, don't want to be with them, and so they really do crave the fellowship. And so even if sometimes for us it's like, you know, oh, man, I needed a day off, you know, they really need that. And so it's a blessing, you know, for them. And so they're faithful to that. And then what's been encouraging, I guess, about the last 6 months, they've really started wanting to spend time together. And they on their own, instead of, you know, Marco, Noe, or Mike saying, let's get together, they will call each other and say, hey, or they will tell Marco, you know, we want to do this. Let's get together. Let's get to church together. And so that, it's really encouraging to see that they're on their own doing these things. They also... we will find out later, but they will call each other and say, we have a family member or friend that we'd like you, David, or you, Adalise, to come help us evangelize. And so they're forming a real unity within them, you know, within themselves. And Mari is still the only, I mentioned her last year, she's crippled up with arthritis, and she's been a real blessing to me. When I think I don't want to go to evangelize, the ladies do every Monday. And every Friday we get together to pray. And when I think, oh, man, I really don't feel like going today, I always think of Marty, and I know she'll be there. And I'm like, you know, she is painfully walks, and she's there every Monday. And she's been a real blessing. She's got a real testimony. She got saved 4 years ago, and since she got saved, her parents refused to speak to her. She's 35 or so, but her parents refuse to speak to her, and they don't allow her in the house, and they live next door to her. And so that's a real burden for her, mainly because they're not saved, and her dad almost died about a month ago, and so she's really got a burden to see them saved. But, you know, through this, she remains faithful, and she has given a real testimony. The other ladies really have started looking up to her. She's also very, very quiet, but now she's starting to take the lead. The ladies look to her, and so we just kind of automatically will say, well, ask Marty. Her husband is also really an evangelist. He, no matter who shows up, you know, whether it's at work or at the meeting, he's right over there evangelizing them. And in fact, today, Marco told us that he and Noe decided they were going to start letting him take a turn in preaching or teaching, I'm not sure which. And so today was supposed to be the day he was going to do it. Pray for him. He said he really also is a very shy man, but he's got a real heart for the lost. And that couple plus the other couples have won some of their family members to the Lord, and that's been a real encouragement, as you all know, you know, when it comes from their own desire to see their family saved, and they have won some of them. and I guess that's about it. Our prayer really is that the Lord would continue to use us, Mike and I, and as you know, sometimes neither one of us feel like we're real capable or, you know, but the Lord just wants willingness. And so we pray that the Lord would continue to use us, that more souls would be saved, and that the churches in Mexico, that his name would be glorified. That's been a burden to me, I guess, because I'm a mother of one of the preachers that was down there. And my prayer always was that the Lord, I prayed for all the men, but of course I prayed, that the Lord would use Michael, that he would, that he would always be useful for the Lord, and that the Lord would get the glory. And that's what we want in all our ministries. And we also pray, I want you to know that the ladies especially, because we are closer and we get together Friday, they pray for you. They don't know you, but they thank the Lord, just as in all the churches always have, thank the Lord for each of you. They know that because of your prayers, your sacrifice, they've heard the gospel. And so they always, they know we're coming up here for this, and so they always ask us to say hello and thank you, and they pray for you. We tell them of the ministries in the church in Southside, the ministries here in Poland. They pray for the churches in Poland. I mean, they really are a praying people. So we just ask your continued prayers for us, and that the Lord would bless Mexico, would continue to bless Mexico. He really has, and we're excited at what he's still doing. It continues to amaze me. I guess maybe that's why, for me, not only because of what he's done, but in my life, the song, we got to Southside the first Wednesday, and Cole, my grandson, asked me if I wanted to sing, I think it's 44, right? And he knows that was my favorite song, it's amazing love. I'm still amazed. No me cabe that, that he loved me like that. It amazes me. It really does. And what he has continued to do in Mexico with what he has to work with, and I don't mean that against anybody else, but I mean, really, sometimes you think, oh my goodness, how in the world, but he does. He continues to use us, and I pray that he will continue.